Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It is DW60's Press Row. However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, Live 365, Apple Podcasts. We are glad that you're here to find out what is happening. The Walt Disney World Resort, it's Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Hello! Good morning and happy Friday.
It is Friday, April the 2nd, 2021.
Not April Fool's Day anymore.
Not April Fool's. No, not
my
case.
My least favorite holiday.
Why?
I just don't, nothing's funny. It's not funny.
It's not funny?
It is not funny at all. Nothing's funny.
You mentioned April that. Fool's Day. You say that. Yesterday, I saw a video posted by some Jeep people, you know.
Jeeple?
Yeah, Jeeple people. And, yeah, they're pretty well known in the Jeep community for parts and stuff like that. And they put this YouTube video out saying that the Wrangler was no longer going to be called the Wrangler.
What's it going to be called?
I don't remember, but it was terrible.
Oh. See, they're just never funny. The only semi-funny April Fool's thing that I saw was, we've talked about, I like to listen to the Bobby Bones show in the mornings. And they posted a video and they were trying to throw huge marshmallows into one of the girls' mouths.
Uh-huh.
And they were throwing marshmallows and she missed and throwing marshmallows and it hit her in the face. And she couldn't catch them. And then like the fourth or fifth one was an egg, a raw egg.
Oh, no.
And so it hit her in the mouth and she was like, oh. Well, it was pretty funny, but.
April Fool's. Yeah.
Probably
interesting
not
day.
Probably not funny to her, but.
Probably not, no. So it's nice that we have come back from our technical debacle last week.
Our technical vacation.
So just to explain to everybody just a little bit, we went to do the show last week. I pull up the board, you know, it's got all the sound effects and the music and all this other stuff. And it started up and the whole board was completely blank. Just nothing.
Right.
And I kind of lost it a little bit.
Yeah.
The words out of my mouth were like, can't say them, you know. But it took a little while, took a couple of days to get everything back up and the way it's supposed to be in different levels and queued up in different areas and everything else. So we apologize to everybody for a little issue that we had, you know.
It's back in action, so.
Good to go. Try not to mind me having a cough drop in my mouth right now because I've got a sore throat. So.
It has been sunny, 70s, like mid 70s.
Yeah.
And then it'll like rain for a little bit, but it's still like pretty warm. And then last night and the night before, 40s.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
I was at work yesterday and my phone lit up and I looked over and it was like frost warning. I was like, what? It was just 70 degrees, like 75 degrees 2 days ago. And now we have a frost warning.
Local Weather Channel yesterday morning for April Fools, since we were talking about it. They're like, snow reported near Gulfport. And it wasn't Gulfport, Mississippi. It was Gulfport, New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody at work was telling me yesterday, so we live near Gulfport, Mississippi, and somebody was telling me yesterday there's a Gulfport, Florida, which, and I actually knew that.
Oh,
but they,
no kidding.
It was a real estate agent, and they were like, somebody called me about a house, but the house was in Gulfport, Florida, not Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yeah, that didn't work. That didn't work.
Like, did you know there's another Gulfport in Florida? I was like, I actually did know that. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know there was a Gulfport, New York.
It's Gulfport, Florida is like north of Clearwater.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I kind of know that area a little bit here and there. We got some great Disney news to talk about this week.
We got 2 weeks worth of news.
Well, I'm not going to go through all 2 weeks. I think that would be a lot, and I would require more time from Live 365, but we're trying to be as compliant as we can, you know, and be good little radio station, you know.
Good little podcast on a good little radio station.
Yeah. Which we're doing very well on. Very well. Thank you to everybody. But I will say this. It was very interesting last week that Walt Disney World started doing this facial recognition testing to get entry into the theme park. It's going to be happening all the way through April the 23rd this year. Disney had to say this, quote, with the future in mind and the shift in focus to more touchless experiences, we're conducting a limited 30-day test using facial recognition technology. Length of test is subject to change, of course. I was like, oh, well, that's interesting.
I wish they would partner up with Apple, because for the facial recognition testing, you need to take your hat and your sunglasses off. But you keep your mask on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And you cannot open your iPhone with Face ID with your mask on. Why?
What's weird you say that, because this technology, it gets a picture, an image of your face. It converts that into a unique number, which is then associated, kind of like the whole fingerprint thing was, for admission to be used for park entry. It's an optional thing. You don't have to do it. It's a small testing area there at the Magic Kingdom, I believe. And you do have to have a Disney Park Pass reservation. You do have to have valid theme park admission, everything else. But it's just an option. The interesting part about it is it's able to do the face recognition with your face mask on. You don't have to take it off.
Right. And I wish Apple would work with Disney. So we can have that technology on our phones, because you can't open your phone with your mask on.
I kind of wonder if it's a different type of imaging technology that they use, you know, for like iPhones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they have, maybe the iPhone 13 will be able to do with a face mask.
Yeah, they say the next iOS update, you're supposed to be able to unlock your phone with your watch. So.
What if you don't have a watch?
Yeah, but I don't know what you're going to do on your walk besides type in your passcode when you can just do that on your phone.
That's true.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now, if you're under the age of 18 and you want to participate in this testing period, you do have to have the consent and the presence of a parent or guardian for all this. So here's what happens in the process. First thing is you enter the facial recognition technology test lane. When you're ready to enter the park, simply enter the lane designated for the test program. Step two, you remove accessories but keep your face covering in place. That means you take off any hats, visors, sunglasses before you approach the facial recognition zone, and your face covering must remain on at all times. Then step three, you face the camera. Once in the facial recognition test zone, stand facing the camera and then position your Valiant Park Admission or Magic Band close to the scanner to activate the technology. The technology will capture an image which will be converted into a unique number that will be associated with your valid ticket media. And then you're all set. If you return to the Magic Kingdom Park during the limited time testing, consider entering using the same designated entry points. re-entering through the same lanes help us better understand how the technology works. So, I like it.
I'm excited for
I'm very excited.
It reminds me of Big Thunder Mountain. Got hats or glasses? Best remove them. They should play that.
Yeah, they should. I agree. 100%. And I think that not having to continuously touch something that so many other people have touched before you've come in the mornings.
No touchy.
Or any time of the day. Is not only great for the current situation that we're all in, but I think it's great for just in the future.
Yeah.
You know, people have said it for a long time. If we can do facial recognition on our phones, why can't we do it at Disney entering the park instead of putting your finger on? We were talking about this, what, summertime last year? Mm-hmm. You know, what are they going to do? You know, when it came to fingerprints, and they just removed that part of the process, but they had to figure out a different way.
Well, and they've done pictures, like pictures of your face. For tickets at Disneyland for a very long time.
Yeah.
They take a picture of you when you scan in, or when you like scan your ticket, and then picture of your face shows up and they look, and if it looks like you, then you go in.
I kind of wonder if this facial recognition is also implemented into the many, many cameras that are around the Magic Kingdom, Walt Disney World. And if there were an incident of some kind, could they use that facial recognition technology with those cameras to find where you were in the park if the incident were to occur?
Well,
it's just a theory.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
There was a show that was about that. Blacklist? No. Something that was on ABC. But I wonder if they're trying to like avoid that type of situation, or like that type of like Big Brother mentality, by just using your facial features to assign you a number, like they say, rather than like it being tied to your face, even though it is.
It is.
Well, and the, like so many other things, you have nothing to worry about if you're not doing anything wrong.
What are you worried about?
You know, we talk about a situation where they need to find you. It could be that like your kid shows up at City Hall and they lost their parents, and they can find you and see where you are in the park and come tell you that we have your kid, because you're probably freaking out. You know, it doesn't have to be you stole something and they're trying to find you in the park. You know, they can use it for other things too.
A lot of good, you know, needs in the park
for what it could be used for. Yeah. If they saw your phone fall out of your pocket, you know, and you have your Magic Mobile on your phone, they can see where you are in the park and return your lost items to you.
I think at the same time, some people have mentioned, well, I don't want Disney, you know, tracking me through the park.
Man, they already do it.
They already do.
They already do it. How do you think they put your photo pass from the rides onto your Magic Band?
Yeah, that's true.
Or, you know, when you get on Rock and Roller Coaster or
use a fast
Small
pass
World
or anything else,
and it says your name. You know, you get on Rock and Roller Coaster and it's like, now playing Jeff Davis
from
Mississippi.
Yeah.
They know where you are. They
already
know where you are.
They're not invading your privacy or anything else like that. It's just, it's just another piece of technology. That's all it is.
Well, and it's not invading your privacy because you have to give explicit permission.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, it says, you know, can we use the Bluetooth on your phone? And you just click yes. You know, no one's going to read the entire terms and conditions, but there's so many things like that that they can't do without your explicit permission. And a lot of people don't pay attention and give it. And then they get bent out of shape. And it's like,
yeah, that's true.
Disney's like, we didn't do anything that you didn't tell us we can already do.
That's true. Absolutely. Speaking of technology at Walt Disney World, the brand new Magic Mobile service has rolled out completely and totally. Yeah, all guests can now use this new technology on your phone.
On Apple products.
On I was going to get to that.
Okay.
I hadn't got to that yet. It is coming soon to other devices. It was at a testing phase over at Disney's Hollywood Studios for a while, and they were using it on different attractions and to get into the park and a few other things as well. So when you're logged into the My Disney Experience app, what you need to do is you access Disney Magic Mobile Pass, And what's going to happen, you're going to be taken to a screen and you can complete your entire setup by just really following all the instructions that you're going to see on that. You can add the like your annual pass to your Apple Wallet as well, which is really cool. And it uses Apple Pay, since your Apple Wallet is also part of that as well. So you
That's the best part.
It really is. Yeah, I think that's really cool. And the great thing about it is once you've, you know, created all of your passes, you've been successful of all of this, you're going to have options to select the style of your choosing when it comes to this little card in your Apple Wallet. They have one for like Disney Vacation Club members, annual pass holders, stuff like that, which are themed, you know, to who you are, different colors, different characters, stuff like that. Really cool. Really a lot of fun. Easy, it seems, to set up.
Did you try and set it up?
I did.
And didn't let you?
It wouldn't let me.
Yeah, because we don't have tickets right now.
Yeah. I'm just like, maybe.
I know, and the button's there. You just can't click on it.
Well, I would hope that maybe in the future you can go ahead and set it up with all of your regular information that's already included on your profile for the My Disney Experience app.
Right.
And then later on, when you do have tickets, it will automatically go to that portion of Magic Mobile.
Because,
you know,
we could still be paying with it. We could still be having dining reservations and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Like if I was at World of Disney, I would much rather just use Apple Pay on my watch than have to get all my debit card or my phone or whatever out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And people say really the setup process is just real easy.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot of different things on social media. And then with the Express Mode on iPhone and Apple Watch, they say that guests don't even need to wake or unlock their Apple device or open up the app to use their Magic Mobile Pass. It just automatically knows you're there, and it shows up on your watch, and you just hold it up to the sensor, and you're good to go, which is really cool. So Magic Mobile features are going to continue to roll out as, you know, the year goes on. Right now, as of the rollout for right now, you can enter theme parks with a valid theme park reservation and valid admission. Mm-hmm. You can connect Disney PhotoPass images to your account. You can gain access to the virtual queue for Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. And then coming soon, and this is going to be a lot of fun too, you can charge to your Disney Resort Hotel Folio during your stay.
I think that's going to be the best part.
I think that's part. I don't think it's going to be the best part.
Well, no, but the like payment capabilities. Because before, you know, if you had a Magic Band and you were staying on property, you didn't really need anything else besides your ID. But, like us, if we were staying off property, we could use our Magic Band, but we still had to have our wallet. We still had to have, like, not being able to charge to a card that's on file using your Magic Band if you were not staying on property was, like, the biggest thing that was missing
from
Magic Bands. Like, you have to have a card on file for dining reservations and an annual pass payment and all this stuff. Why were you not able to charge to that card using a Magic Band? It made no sense.
It didn't.
I'm sure there is a very valid reason, and but just convenience-wise, it didn't make a lot of sense.
I'm glad that you brought up Magic Bands, because I shared this story on my own personal account on Facebook. And I asked the question, I said, are you going to use this new feature or are you going to stick with your Magic Bands? Ironically, surprisingly, a lot of people said they're sticking with their Magic Bands.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was like, bye Magic Bands. I am done. Cut the cord with Magic Bands. I was so shocked that people were so attached to them. I feel like they're clunky. I already wear a watch. I don't need something else on my wrist. They get hot. They get sweaty. I did not love them at all, ever.
But you have to remember at the same time that the Magic Band is part of the of accessorizing yourself while you're at a Disney park. It goes with your shirt or it goes with your hat or the theme of what you're wearing that day. A lot of people use the Magic Band to go along with that. The colors of the clothes and so much more.
I don't even know.
It means a lot to them.
I don't even know. But that, yeah. But just for me, I don't even know if I've ever bought a like special Magic Band. I just use the plain colored ones. You have a BB-8.
I have a BB-8 and Happily Ever After.
Yeah, I don't have any.
It's just not for you.
Mm-mm.
So for others, it's totally about their entire outfit, you know.
Love it.
They've got the entire color of the rainbow in their Magic Bands.
And Ma's like, meh, you're gray.
You know.
Maybe I'll get pink.
And they accessorize and they change out their magic bands with what they wear.
And I don't really wear it, cool. Though. That's a part of it, too. I don't really wear them.
Well, the majority of the time, I wore mine as a puck on my lanyard.
Right.
Because I had the Mickey-shaped puck that they sell at the Disney parks, and I used that. Because, again, yeah, you were right. It in the past, it has been a little clunky. It does, when it's hot out, it does get kind of annoying to wear sometimes because it does make you sweat a little bit. And not that you're not sweating as it is.
I usually wear a fanny pack, you know. So I would just keep my card in, like, an easily accessible pocket. Or I have my debit card and my driver's license anyways. So, I don't know.
But with Mobile Magic, or is it Magic Mobile?
Magic Mobile.
I keep wanting to say Mobile Magic.
Me too.
And it sounds better.
It does. And I saw one of our friends, Colleen, who listens to the show. She said the same thing. She's like, I always want to call it Mobile Magic because it sounds so much better.
It flows.
Magic Mobile. Magic Mobile.
But at least now with Magic Mobile, you won't have to worry about going back to the resort to get your magic band.
Well, I think the biggest issue that day was I didn't have my driver's license
either. Yeah, that too.
I could have just gone and gotten a card at guest services and called it a day.
Heck yeah.
But I didn't have my driver's license either. And going to Epcot, day after our wedding, I needed my driver's license.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so let's talk about a rumor real quick.
A rumor.
It has to do with the Brightline Rail that's coming to Disney Springs.
Or is it?
Or is it?
Or is it?
I mean, I don't know. Right now, what they're saying is we're looking at 2026 before this thing is going to make it out to Disney Springs. But the initial rumor right now is that the new rail line is coming to the Orange Garage there at Disney Springs. So, if that rumor is true, it could be completely changed and rerouted a different way. I don't know.
God, that's that traffic during construction.
Oh, yeah, it was bad enough when they were building the parking garages.
It's going to be a mess.
If that were the case.
If it's going to the Orange Garage. Also, Orange Garage, let us tell you, is a hike. So, for our wedding, we got to Disney Springs to take pictures at 8 o'clock in the morning. 0800, we were there, like, waiting for them to open. And the Lime Garage wasn't open. The Lime Garage, right next to Paddlefish, wasn't open yet. They wouldn't let us park in there. I'm in my huge wedding dress. Still wouldn't budge. So, we had to park in the Orange Garage and walk all the way through Disney Springs in my heels, in a wedding dress. Jeff's in a full suit.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen me yet, so he's already just sweating regardless of the temperature. It was a mess.
The Orlando Business Journal said they had nothing further to share right now regarding the rails development. So 2026 is the earliest it's going to happen.
Oh, my geez.
Yeah. In 2022, you won't have any way of getting to the resorts unless you pay for it. Just the way it
that
is.
That we know of right now.
That we know of, yeah. Okay, so I don't know about anybody else, but I love the fact that, you know, Disney has become so eco-friendly with so many of the things that us as guests use on a daily basis. Let's just start with straws at first. At first, you could only get the paper straws over at Animal Kingdom.
Right.
And now they're throughout all Walt Disney World. Where you get these paper straws, even though they fall apart.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not great.
They're not the best in the world. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. So, but this is really cool. So, coming to Disney Parks this April.
Today, this month.
Yeah. They are going to start selling reusable bamboo utensils that you can buy to keep with you during your entire vacation. This is something else I'm going to have. Jen needs to go back.
You got the spork.
Is it on the way?
Oh.
I don't know. Jen, is my spork on the way, by the way? No. So, and anyway. So, waste-free between your snacking, your dining locations, and it can be washed and dried, and it's got its own little nice carrying case that says Disney Parks on it. It comes with a fork, a knife, and a spoon. I love this idea.
So you have, this is something that we implement in our normal life anyways.
Yes.
So we have reusable utensils that we bring to work when we bring our lunch every day. And like when we're in the parks, when you're going from booth to booth, we don't always throw away our utensils anyways.
That's true.
So this is something we're on board with.
Yeah. I'm liking the idea of it. I wish I could show you a picture. We got to, I get the screen share thing going.
There, so it's like in a blue case and they're like tan, right?
Oh, so you have seen them.
I have
okay,
seen them.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right. I didn't know if you'd seen them or not.
Yeah.
But I love the idea. And it's something small. If to keep in your bag, it's not going to take up a lot of space.
It's maybe like the size of a pencil case.
No, I don't think you have to break it out when you go to, you know, a sit-down restaurant or anything else. They're going to provide the stuff for you. But the plastic stuff that you get, you know, when doing so many other different things, yeah, you can use this.
I think the best implementation of it will be the festivals when you're not using 13 spoons at the different booths that you go to all day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
And, like, now with everyone having Clorox wipes and Lysol wipes and all kinds of stuff, just wipe it off. You know, you don't have to go to a water fountain or a bathroom or something and wash it off.
That, yeah, you're right. Absolutely, I agree.
Take a napkin or take a wipe and wipe it off. Baby wipe.
That's true. I want to touch on this just very quickly. There was a post that was made on Unite Here Locals 362's Facebook page.
So this is the cast member union. One of the cast member unions.
Going to get to that.
Oh, okay. I was just like clarifying because it sounds like a lot of words.
Said that, and I don't know if this is 100% true or not, that Disney is going to be paying certain Walt Disney World cast members for obtaining one of the available COVID-19 vaccines.
Cool.
Some people are extremely excited about this and really happy about this, and there are other people out there that are unbelievably upset and mad about this.
But you're not. They're not taking anything away from you for
not
doing it.
No, they're not. No, I agree 100%. I don't know what to tell the people who are upset.
Don't do it.
I
want you to get the vaccine, but you know what I mean? Like, they're not punishing you for not doing it.
But is it wrong for them to say, we'll pay you some money to go and get the vaccine?
It would be wrong for them to say, we're going to take money away from you if you don't.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're not, you, there is no change to you. No change to your pay, no change to your job, no change to your status if you don't get it.
Oh, I agree.
And it's, they're not necessarily giving these people a raise. It's not like they get a forever bonus. You know, their pay rate does not increase, you know, because they're vaccinated. It's a one-time attaboy, thanks for doing your part.
That's true. Because I saw the flyer that they put out. Attention Local 362 union members. It's time for our shot. Disney is offering payment of 4 hours of pay for getting the vaccine. To qualify, you must be completed the single shot or both shots from Pfizer, Moderna, all that stuff and everything else. They talk about if it, you know, conflict with work, we'll work with you and everything else. I don't have a problem with it. I'm okay.
And you know
what? I'm good.
If it's if they're making minimum wage, that's like less than $40.
I kind of understand where some of the people upset saying, well, you're using money to get the vaccine in. I understand what I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I get it.
That's exactly what they're doing.
I'm not going to sit here and say, yes, you're wrong. No, you're right. Or, I'm just happy that they're being given the option,
mm-hmm.
whether it be early or it is their time to get it. I'm just glad they have the option.
Right.
And Disney and their local union is providing that for them.
Yeah, Disney doesn't have to do that. The union doesn't have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they could say you're on your own and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But now they're saying, hey, we're here to help
mm-hmm.
as best we can. So just wanted to mention it. I know it's not the most popular subject out there in the world on social media, but I found it very interesting. And, you know, I'm also looking for those reactions from our listeners too. What do they think about it?
Yeah.
You know. So now's your opportunity. You can comment over on the DW60 section of Discord if you want and talk about it. We're live chatting there every single show.
One a podcast I listen to calls it it's either a breezy topic or it's a not so breezy topic.
You know, we were talking about food earlier.
Always.
Always. Well, no, I wouldn't say always. We don't always talk about food. You know, just majority of the time. But we do have some food news that we are going to talk about coming up right after the break here on DW60.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDW Daily News, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
Looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
Fun Zone.
The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. The Fun Zone will also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
Fun Zone.
That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis.
There's a very powerful voice. Where it's coming from, we have no idea.
On Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio, Walt Disney Music all day long. SRSounds.com. Jeff Nicole back with you.
Hello. Hello, humans.
Hello, humans. I'm so sad that place isn't open anymore.
I know.
The Laugh Floor Comedy Club.
Or it hasn't reopened.
Well, they took the signage down.
Yeah, I don't think it's coming back.
I don't think it's coming back at all.
I loved it.
It was a lot of fun. I always wanted to be that guy.
That guy
who was like literally picked on the entire show. I can't remember exactly what they would say, but
that guy. Yeah, that's what they said.
There was a lot of different things, but I always wanted to be that guy
who's buying everybody churros. That guy.
You remember so much more than I do about that.
I love it.
I think I only went on the Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor maybe two or three times.
Really?
Tops.
I love it. But I really like Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Not as much as your aliens, though. You love your aliens.
I just have just a little a thing, I guess, for little green Pixar creatures. So.
Yeah, you do. I'm surprised you don't have more of it.
More Mike Wazowski stuff?
Well, no, a little aliens from Toy Story.
Oh, I got that keychain.
Well, yeah, you got the keychain.
The keychain.
I don't see anything else.
I don't know. Maybe I should get a tattoo.
Kind of like I love WALL-E so much, but I have nothing that
WALL-E.
I have nothing at all.
Or not a lot of WALL-E stuff.
There's not. There used to be. I should have gotten it then, but I didn't.
Maybe we can find it on eBay or in the clearance section somewhere.
The clearance section. That's what we call it.
Clearance.
All right. So we were talking about food before the break. And I had to bring this up because it's always big news every year when we do find out. But Disney Parks Blog did announce that the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival is going to be starting on July the 15th at Walt Disney World. Ironic, around the same time it happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
About that date.
I think they're moving to a format where there's no non-festival time in the park.
Did you see where it did not have the words taste of in front of it?
Yeah.
Does that mean, and I don't know, maybe this is true or not, does that mean we get the full-fledged experience, like the full experience of Food and Wine and not the taste of? Because I feel like taste of, it's kind of like the smaller, not much smaller, but smaller version of what it should have been.
It makes me think the concerts are coming back.
Oh, could be. I don't know. It depends on, again, the whole question comes up of shows at Walt Disney World. We just don't know.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of going to be a lot of returns as far as some of maybe your favorites as far as marketplaces and stuff. You know, you've got Canada, Greece, Germany, Hops and Barley, Appleseed Orchard, a lot of others. There is a plethora.
Not experiencing as much
of food.
Of Food and Wine as we wanted to, I think, was our biggest like bummer from our honeymoon. So we're going to have to make it up this year.
Yeah. It's a smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord.
Disney did share some details for the return, some of the activities as well. You can sample all sorts of delicious cheeses served in fun ways as part of the fromage montage.
I love it.
If you collect a stamp from five different global marketplaces, you'll earn a prize. Remy's Ratatouille Hide and Squeak is going to send you on a savory scavenger hunt in search of Remy statuettes hidden all over the park. You could take a tasty souvenir home from the new merchandise collections, including a festival collection featuring a spirit jersey, baseball cap, and a whole lot more. They did announce this, and when you said concerts, listen to the musical favorites performed by the Voices of Liberty, the Mariachi Cobre, and the Jammin' Chefs. Did not mention anything about Eat to the Beat concert series. Hmm. That could be later on. I don't know.
I think it's just a not yet. I don't think it's out of the question.
It could be.
I think It's just not yet.
We didn't do one single Food and Wine thing in September, did we? Not one.
Yeah, we went into the showplace.
Oh, that's right. See, my memory's getting bad.
How could you forget the Nitro Cake Pop?
We saw a good friend of ours while we were there, and we saw DJ Sourcey as well. Mm-hmm. So, those Nitro Cake Pops were good.
I'm like, how can you forget? Yeah. And the Buffalo Mac and Cheese.
I did forget about all that. I totally forget. See, and I think that's why I forgot, because I don't think we got the full experience. Or even half the experience.
We didn't even get into the park till like 1 o'clock. That was my fault. And then it rained. Well, it rained all day.
No, I wouldn't call it your fault. I mean, we had some other things we had to do that morning.
We moved hotels.
Right.
And the park didn't open until 11.
Right.
And then we had to wait in the Skyliner lines.
Right.
And then we got there.
Right.
We had to turn around and go back.
Exactly.
So it just was a long.
There you go.
It was a long commute.
It was. Disney's Animal Kingdom is going to be celebrating its 23rd anniversary on Earth Day, which is April the 20th. With all the April, you know, stuff that goes on with Earth Month and a whole bunch of others, the park is going to be focusing on wildlife conservation and some other earthly things.
Earthly things.
It's going to be happening from April the 18th to the 24th, and it's going to offer some special character experiences, some learning opportunities, a new wilderness explorer activity, special food and beverage options, and a whole lot more. Now, you're going to have the animation experience at Conservation Station during the big events, which will teach drawing for Dumbo, Turk, Squirt, Shere Khan, Simba, and Scar to celebrate their real-life counterparts and conservation efforts. Then Discovery River character cruises will include special characters joining others and on the boats as they drive through.
Cute.
The water cavalcades, as we want to call them. But that's what those are. You'll have the Wilderness Explorer. It's going to offer self-guided nature-themed challenges, offering a limited time Earth Day nature badge that you can get if you do that. Disney PhotoPass service is going to offer in-park Earth Day backgrounds, magic shots, and an all-new photo opportunity. Earth Day screensavers and Zoom backgrounds will also be available for download in the My Disney Experience PhotoPass gallery. So if you want to check those out. Earth Day Food and Beverage, limited time specialty offerings like cupcakes and cocktails are going to be available for purchase. I'm going to check those out.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, an Earth Day 2021 limited edition Tafiti Moana treating pin.
Wow.
It's something guests can hunt for, but they haven't had any explanation of what that hunt actually means, so we don't know yet. There's also going to be a cuddly plush inspired by species that call Disney's Animal Kingdom home that you can pick up that supports the Disney Conservation Fund and other merchandise, which is really cool. And then starting on April the 2nd, which is today, a new sand sculpture is going to be created in the park from 40 tons of sand to celebrate National Geographic's Secrets of the Whales. It's an original series that is streaming on Disney Plus on Earth Day. The sculpture is going to be located on the Discovery Island stage through April the 30th.
Where they have the Raya sand sculpture.
Exactly, yeah.
Whales in Disney always remind me of Dory.
Dory?
Do you speak well?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's true. So there's a lot of great things coming up. Even after the spring break period is over at Walt Disney World, a lot of great things to check out.
That is one of the things that Disney is best at, is it's not like all this stuff's happening for spring break and then there's nothing. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They always have something going on, which, you know, for people that are local, people that visit often, keeps it interesting.
It does. I agree. Yeah.
And gives us something to talk about every week.
Makes you want to go.
Well, I don't even need them to do anything special for that.
No, that's true. Absolutely. We found something. Well, you found something interesting, and this is totally off topic in a way, but you found something very interesting in Target the other day that you were like, hey, come here. I want you to smell this. Tell them about this.
So I've seen this on the interwebs, but I hadn't gotten to smell it myself in real life. We've used Mrs. Meyer's laundry detergent in the past and cleaning products, but this is hand soap. So Mrs. Meyer's hand soap has a scent. They have body lotion and whatever, but this is hand soap called Rainwater, I think. It smells like a nondescript Disney resort. Like, it doesn't smell like any one in particular. I've heard some people say Grand Floridian. I've heard some people say Yacht Club. I've heard, like, a ton. It just smells like a Disney resort. Would you agree?
At first, I kind of didn't get it. And then after I took the second and third whiff, I was like, wow, that really does smell like a Disney resort. I can't really narrow it down as to what resort it is, right, but it just smells like a Disney resort.
It's like
resort.
Not anything in particular.
No.
It just smells like walking into the lobby of a Disney resort.
It does. It's kind of weird.
It's the best.
It is.
And like yesterday, my day was so rough. And I came home and I washed my hands with that. And then I ate a Mickey premium bar that we have from the grocery store.
Yeah.
And it was a lot better.
It was.
It's like all I have to get through.
Now, is it just a Target? Only place you can get it? Can you get it anywhere?
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon, anything like that. But Mrs. Meyer's rainwater scent. I think we're going to buy the lotion next.
I didn't need to wash my hands the other day, but I specifically went in there and did it anyway just because I wanted to smell it on my hands.
We like came home from Target and immediately washed our hands.
It's the weirdest thing.
It just makes me happy.
It does. All those little, you know, different smells that you can get at a Walt Disney World resort when it comes to just the way the Polynesian smells, or the way Pirates of the Caribbean smells, or Soarin' smells, you know, a whole different other things. That's why I love our sponsor.
Yeah, Three Cheeky Chicks. Yeah, I had the Soarin' one, speaking of. Yeah. I had Soarin' in my office yesterday, this week, and I had multiple people. I told my coworker, and she was like, well, that's why I like it. It smells like Soarin'. And then a client came in, and he said, it smells good. And she said, it smells like Disney. That's why. That's why it smells good, because it smells like Disney.
It does.
It does.
All right, birthdays and emails coming up right here on DW60.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
To book your magical Walt Disney World vacation, call Storybook Destinations at 1-844-TO-STORY or visit storybookdestinations.com.
All contests on the Sorcerer Radio Network are open to everyone who lives and works in our listening area, except for employees, air staff, web staff, and volunteers of Sorcerer Radio, their families, as well as employees and families of sponsors of both on-air and off-site promotions. Unless otherwise noted, certain additional rules may apply to all contests, and rules are subject to change. You must be at least 12 years of age to win, unless otherwise specified. Winners have no more than 2 weeks to claim their prize, unless otherwise specified. Winners are not eligible to win again for at least 30 days. And cannot win the same prize twice. Proper identification is required to claim prizes. Winners are responsible for gratuities related to certain prize packages and any and all applicable state, local, and federal taxes incurred by accepting a prize. By accepting a prize, the winner agrees that their recorded voice or image and name may be used for promotional purposes and not as an endorsement of a product or business to complete the promotion. Good luck, and thank you for listening to Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Visit dvc-rental.com. Save up to 60% on deluxe accommodation. For more, click the banner at srsounds.com.
DisneyLiveCams.com is the place that brings magic into your home via live video and web cameras. The staff at Disney Live Cams scours the internet for only the best live Disney feeds. Watch from the comfort of your home or workplace. Be sure to check out the Downtown Disney Cam every night for a wonderful view of Epcot's Reflections of Earth. Feel free to enjoy the Disney Live Cams featured articles. Join the fun with our discussion boxes. And best of all, it's free. Visit DisneyLiveCams.com. Tell your friends and share the magic. DisneyLiveCams.com. A proud sponsor of Sorcerer Radio.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
From the top of the world, it's DW60 with Jeff Davis.
Check out the sound.
You like this.
Love the music.
Great music.
All the time.
All the time.
Everybody say.
Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
Welcome back. It's Jeff Nicole, DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio. Join us every single Monday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. It is called the SRN Top 10. The top 10 most voted on songs that we play on the station.
For that week.
For that week.
Each week it changes.
Changes every week. Now, if you hear one song one week and you don't hear it the other, because we give other songs a chance to get in on the countdown.
Right, so you won't hear the same song 2 weeks in a row.
Exactly. Now, the one thing that I ask you guys to do is stop voting for Yola Lay. Stop. Please.
And it, happily ever after.
So this past Monday, on the countdown, before the countdown started, Yola Lay played. As I'm waking up.
Okay. You guys don't even know. He is literally laying in bed. I'm up getting ready for work. Jeff was off work for the day. He's laying in bed, and I have it on the lowest volume it can possibly be in the bathroom. And out of a dead sleep, he's like, it's playing. It's like, I tried to keep it quiet, and it woke him out of a dead sleep.
It literally wakes me out of just any dream, any wonderful dream that I'm having, and turns it into a nightmare. And then, at the same time, it played again within the next 30 minutes because it was in the countdown. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It sounds like a DJ Sourcey problem. You need to take that up with him.
I think he did it on purpose.
I think
he did it.
110% sure.
Yeah, probably so. More than likely, but that's okay. Just stop voting for it. Oh, at least I know that if it plays 1 week, it won't be playing the next week. So this Monday, I'm safe. I'm okay. Because I played last week on the countdown. It won't be playing this week.
We shall see.
It's not going to play during the countdown. That's
it's
a guarantee.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, that's a guarantee. You're going to do some emails. Well, we got one that we didn't. That's a big one, actually, to talk about. Email says this. Hello, Jeff and Nicole.
Hello.
OSU bus driver here.
Hello.
You know what OSU is.
Ohio State University.
The Ohio State. University.
The best dang band in the land.
On the subject of the Brightline train connection from MCO to Disney Springs, I can't help but wonder how convenient this will be once it is completed. There's been no mention of frequency, exclusive access, timing, cost, or anything else. Seems like a cart before the horse situation. Until we know all the details, there's no way to know or even guess how this will affect travel between the airport and Walt Disney World. Also, when you get to Disney Springs, I'm guessing you'll need to transfer to a Disney transport bus or some other form of ground transportation. Seems like this may not be the most efficient method. That is true. I also know the Magical Express can be a little bit long of a wait to get started, but once you are on your way, you know where you're going to end up, your Disney resorts. With Magical Express ending at the end of 2021, I have to believe that either Disney will renegotiate the contract with Mears, or Mears will create something of their own to market to assist guests who need to transportation to their resorts. After all, Mears is one of, if not the largest transportation provider in Central Florida. Thank you for keeping things going with DW60. I know there's been a lot of hard work with SR, and it's beginning to look like it's paying off. My only issue with Live 365 is they throw in those commercials in the middle of tracks.
Mm-hmm. They sure do.
Yeah, you got to pay the bills, but he also went to say, but that may be helping the bills. Yes, it does. My favorite park is Epcot Center. My first visit 2 days after opening, October 3rd, 1982. It's pretty cool.
We always get that wrong. We always say 81.
We do. 82. We do. My favorite ride in all of Walt Disney World is the People Mover, which is now not opening until May.
May at least.
Yeah, at least. Makes me so mad.
Maybe we'll get to ride it on our 1 year anniversary.
And my favorite restaurant so far is Rose and Crown. Blessings to both of you, and thanks again. That is from Matthew Wallace.
It's email.
I didn't mean to play that.
That's okay.
I meant to play that.
We needed a little Pluto and Imagine up in here.
Considering it's going to be 2026 or later before it's done, would Disney be smart to renegotiate the contract until that time? I think they would.
100%.
I think they would.
Matthew, I think you should be a train driver.
Well, then all the students there at OSU are going to be really sad to see him go. I know they love him.
They do.
You know?
They do.
Yeah, the form of transportation as to after you get dropped off at Disney Spring. I don't know. TBD. They haven't said anything. I don't know.
TBD.
There's no way of being able to know what's going to happen with that, you know. And like we talked about before, we don't know if it's going to be the orange garage. We don't know if it's going to be on another side of Disney Springs. I don't. It could be a Skyliner.
I truly don't think they know.
I don't think they know either.
They have bid this out. I don't think they've secured contractors.
Probably not.
Or land surveys. I don't think they know.
Probably not.
So that's why when these crazy, like these rumors come out, it's like, I mean, it's literally just a rumor because I don't think Disney knows. It's not that they're not telling us. They don't know.
They have not figured it out. No way. Yeah. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see because we can't answer that question. I don't know. Thank you for your email. I appreciate it, though. Let's do our birthdays. Now, some of these birthdays are going to include the ones from last week, just so you know. Birthday email. I'm having trouble today. Birthday email says this. Hello, Jeff Nicole.
Hello.
My wife, Karen, and I listened to your show, and I was wondering if you can give her a birthday shout-out this week. Her birthday was on the 18th, so if you could get her a belated shout-out, that would be awesome. Karen's favorite theme park is Magic Kingdom. Her favorite snack is the pineapple upside down cake at Aloha Isle.
Yum.
That is very yum. Her favorite resort is the Contemporary, and her favorite ride is the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
Karen, you sound fun.
She is a true Disney princess. Love your show. Thank you for all the great Disney World info. That is from Glenn in Darien, Illinois.
Yay!
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate that.
Glenn,
I'm sorry.
Glenn, okay. Glenn. I was like, wait.
It's Glenn, yeah.
Glenn and Karen.
So, Karen sparkles.
Heck yeah!
And a heck yeah.
And a heck yeah for you. Hope you had a fantastic birthday.
Now I want a pineapple upside down cake.
Alrighty. Another birthday we need to get on. This is kind of a long one.
Okay.
I don't know if I could do all of this because this is really, really long. But we may save the other part of the email for another time.
Okay.
Because I'm running out of time here. All right. Says this. Hey, Jeff and Nicole. I've been an avid listener to Sorcerer Radio for about 10 years or so and always look forward to DW60. It's a pleasure to listen to your enthusiastic conversation every week. It'd be fantastic if you could give a great big beautiful birthday shout out with extra sparkles to my identical twin brother, Dave, who turns 45 on March the 30th. Our Disney favorites include favorite foods, bread service or two.
I love that.
I agree with that 100%. Enjoy the friends. An espresso and warm baguette at the France Pavilion the quiet of the morning. That sounds nice.
I love that.
Favorite attractions, Flight of Passage, the most magical of Disney World experiences. I agree.
I think that's the best ride right now.
We said we liked it a little better than Rise of the Resistance, just because of the immersiveness of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also, favorite attraction, Spaceship Earth, the most relaxing. Okay. I think it competes a little bit with People Mover, but that's been closed forever. So.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, there you go.
By default.
Favorite resort, Port Orleans French Quarter and the Grand Destino Tower at Coronado Springs.
I really can't wait for you to see Grand Destino and Riviera.
I really do need to see it. I agree. Because it sounds absolutely fantastic. And I hear they have some really good food there as well, mm-hmm. which is very, very cool. So, for your twin brother, Dave.
And you.
And you. Of course, you get the ding. Of course, you get a heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
He wanted extra sparkles. That's one. That's two.
You know, like the air horn. It's like, bah, 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 bah. We need like sparkles.
No, I like this better.
Wait, okay. Wait. That sound was my request.
Oh, it was.
Wait,
it was. 100%. So thank you so much. And a happy birthday to your twin brother as well. We do have one more email to get to. I'm sorry, one more birthday to get to, but it's not an email.
It's an audio.
It's an audio birthday message.
Audio birthday.
I'm loving the fact you guys are sending these in. Here's the message for this week.
Hey, Jeff and Nicole, this is Jason from Columbia, Missouri, home of the University of Missouri Tigers. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes and sparkles and heck yeahs you gave me about 2 weeks ago. I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to my awesome wife, Natalie, on April 1st. She's a wonderful wife and an even more amazing mother, and I cannot wait to see her hang out with my beautiful girls in July on our Disney vacation. Natalie's favorite Disney food is the bread service at Sanaa. Her favorite attraction is the Grand Fiesta Tour with the Three Caballeros at Epcot. And her favorite resort, even though we haven't stayed there, is probably Animal Kingdom Lodge. We've been there a few times eating and seeing the animals, but we're teachers. We can't afford a whole lot. But one of these days, I'm going to take her there for an anniversary. And if you could wish her a happy birthday, I would be totally indebted to y'all. I love your show. You guys are awesome.
Happy birthday, Mom. We love you.
Oh, no, my gosh. I absolutely love that.
I love it.
I'm slightly teary-eyed.
Me too.
Because I love that so much.
I love it.
That was a fantastic message.
It's okay. Our favorite resorts are ones we haven't stayed at either. So.
That's true. Yeah, 100%. That's we're not running around with all kinds of money or anything else, you know. We don't live more than we should.
Our shopping guesses, people were guessing our shopping total from our Disney store. People, there was
crazy.
Crazy. Hey, y'all think we're a ballin'.
So, you're definitely getting that ding. There's no doubt about that because you mentioned some fantastic things.
Another Sanaa bread service favorite.
Yes.
It's that good.
Happy birthday to her. And I hope that they enjoy that upcoming Walt Disney World vacation. And
Thanks for listening,
enjoy,
Jason.
Yeah, definitely. That's just fantastic. Absolutely love your message. So if you have a birthday shout-out or an audio birthday shout-out that you want to send to somebody here on the show, send us an email. Send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. So for everybody celebrating a birthday this week, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for you.
Come on, everybody. Time to feed.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Okay, pal, make a special wish and blow out the candle.
Hello! Have a great day!
Bye now!
Bye-bye!
Nice to see you!
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Swisher Radio, srsounds.com.
So we appreciate you stopping by and checking out the show on Sorcerer Radio and also the podcast as well. A little bit of a change. We've had to remove some of the music that we used during the show in the past, like our Oh Yeah song and our hot dog song. We had to get rid of that too. So that's okay, though.
Things change and grow and evolve.
Yeah,
and
pretty much.
We're always moving forward.
So we appreciate everybody's patience as things transition. On SR, we've got a giveaway to do before the show ends.
Yeah, so we went shopping at our local Disney outlet that's closing last weekend, and we had a receipt that's probably about 2.5 feet long. We posted the picture of our receipt without the total and had people guess, and we said we would send something to the person that guessed the closest. So before our store closing discount, our total was $97.75.
Right.
And then after our discount, our total was $71.69. So Gail on our Facebook page had the closest guess. She guessed $74.97, which there were a couple people that guessed $75. And so those 3 cents made the difference.
Made all kinds of a difference.
And she was the closest.
Yeah. Lots of great items. If you haven't checked out what we did pick up, you can head over to the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. We have a video up on that. Where can everybody find us on social media?
They can find us on Facebook in the DW60 Press Row Facebook page, in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, and the Sorcerer Radio Discord. We're live every Friday morning when the show airs on Sorcerer Radio, and we chat with everyone that's listening. It's a grand old time. We are on Instagram at DW60 Press Row. We post a lot of behind the scenes stuff there when we're recording. We ask you, questions about what we're talking about for this week. You can leave comments and message us there. And then you can always send us an email, DW60@srsounds.com. Sorry, I don't know why that tripped me up. DW60@srsounds.com. That's the best way to send us a birthday, send us an email, send us a question, get in touch with us there.
Fantastic. Make sure you get in touch with us. If you're listening to the podcast version of the show, make sure to subscribe and give us those 5-star reviews. We definitely appreciate that. So until next time, we'll see you next week. This is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com, and have a magical day.